outdoor wood furnace, an outdoor wood-fired hydronic heater that heats multiple buildings, domestic water, and more. The outdoor furnace is designed to work with any existing heating system, with many models and sizes to choose from. An outdoor wood furnace system from Central Boiler and CHS in Ubley is the logical choice to keep you warm and save you money. For more information, call Chris at CHS in Ubley at 989-658-4328.
And we're back here in Deckerville on that last play. It was 3rd and 15. It was a pass intended for number 8, Asher, and it was incomplete.
And Mr. Kaufman was back there deflecting the ball for the Bearcats, so it'll bring up a fourth down here. So I'm sure the Deckerville Eagles will punt the ball, but their quarterback is coming back out there, and it looks like they're going to go for it here at 4th and 15.
They've got nothing to lose with 6:26 remaining in the fourth quarter. In Deckerville, trailing 22-0 against Ubley. Receiver out wide each way. Number 27 and 44, Estrada and Wolf in the backfield for Deckerville. Patella looking back to pass. And he almost passed intended for number 8, the receiver, Asher. Hit the hands. He almost came down with it after about 3 bobbles, but incomplete. And once again, a turnover of downs for Deckerville. Ubley offense back on the field, 50-yard line, right smack dab in the middle of the field.
That's been their story all night, as they've been turning it over on downs and not being able to put any points on the board, just like going to McDonald's Food and Family. You know, tonight at Spartanville, they have butter for just $1.99. Just $1.99 at McDonald's Food and Family.
That's right. Limit 2 and only tonight at McDonald's Food and Family Center, the Northgate Shopping Center. It's been just a mess up there with construction. We're redoing the railroad tracks up there. But right now, Dream kind of keeping this one for himself. Moves ahead, and then about 10 yards. Right down and right at the 40-yard line at Deckerville. And it looks like he has the first down.
And the tackle's made by Dylan Lundgren as he made the hit on the Bearcats. But now they're in scoring territory to add some more points onto this 20-0 lead.
So they are saying... Half of the officials are saying first down. Half of them are waving their hands in the middle of the air.
Well, they need to go to Kotick Radiator and Pair and get their hands warmed up, maybe using a heater on the car or something.
That's right. For radiator, heater, or air conditioning work, head to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bannock, the only radiator repair in the entire thumb. First and 10 for the Bearcats, a 40-yard line at Deckerville, and Drake is just going to try and let this one wind down as far as possible, waiting for the back official to have, there's the hand in the air, there's 10 seconds left, and then he starts to hand signal 5 seconds left in the play clock, and there's the snap, handoff to number 5, Jason Kaufman, to the left side. He moves ahead for about 3 yards until he's brought down at the 37-yard line, gain 3 for the Ubley Bearcats.
Well, Deckerville Eagles host them, number 8 made the tackle, Justin Oster, for the Eagles, and they're trying to strip the football loose, but not on that down.
No siree. So brings up 2nd and 8 for the Bearcats. With 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, the clock winding down. T formation for the Bearcats. Kaufman, Shaw, and Franz in the backfield. Hands off to number 5, Jason Kaufman, the first man to go past him. Gains about 1. Gain of 1 on the play. 3rd and 7.
Well, Andrew Estrada made the hit for the Deckerville Eagles. You know, let's go by the numbers, and the Bearcats have the numbers here in this fourth quarter as they lead 20-0. So for all your banking needs, go to Bayport State Bank.
They're your full-service, locally owned bank in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bannack. And let's go by the numbers with Bayport State Bank. Ubley has 225 yards rushing tonight, and only 41 through the air for a total of 266. So probably the story of the game tonight. Drake under center hands it off to number 47, Jimmy Shaw. Caught near the line of the scrimmage. Maybe got a yard in the play with 4 momentum. Down to the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up 4th down for the Bearcats with 4 minutes remaining in the fourth. 20-0 Ubley.
Andrew Estrada made the hit again for the Deckerville Eagles. He's had a nice game on the defensive side. But right now, they have to strip the ball, and they have to score often.
So it brings up 4th and 5 for the Bearcats at the Deckerville 35-yard line. Same formation for Ubley all night long. T formation. Kaufman, Shaw, and Franz on the backfield. Handoff. Drake keeps it for himself, and he's at the line of scrimmage and then struggles back into the middle, scrambles, and maybe about 2 yards short of the first down. Turnover of downs, and it's Deckerville ball once again with 3:25 remaining in the fourth quarter. Ubley leading still, though, 20-0. Deckerville's going to be starting out at their own 32-yard line.
Justin Asher for the Deckerville Eagles made the hit, but right now, not only are they going to have to put some points on it, they're going to have to be professional, just like thumb printing professionals for all your printing needs. The Deckerville Eagles are going to have to do as much as they can, but right now it looks like it's going to be too late to win this ball game.
That's right. For all your printing needs, make a thumb printing professionals in Deckerville. The key is the professional. So a slot receiver to the left, two men in the backfield. Patello under center, looking back to pass, and he's going to be trying to do that. Number six is at the 40-yard line, hits the hands and falls right through. The pass was intended for number six, Dylan Lundgren, the halfback. Incomplete pass. That would have been a game changer right there. A little too late, but it would have been a little momentum for Deckerville.
Right, and number 12 for the Bearcats, Nick Sweeney was back there, but the ball was on the money, and the way the wind was blowing, it should have blown it right into his hands, but he had to turn around, and then by the time he located the football, it went off his hands and incomplete.
Patello is 2 for 9 on the night, passing for 23 yards. Second and 10 now for the Eagles. Two receiver out wide each way. This one is caught by number six, Lundgren. He's out to the 38-yard line when he's brought down with 3:10 remaining in the fourth quarter. That's a gain of about 7.
Nick Sweeney made the hit for the Bearcats, just like he's out there trying to set up something that, like at Randy's Hunting Center. You know, he made a beat on him and brought him down.
So this is a handoff, in fact, to number 44, Andrew Estrada.
And now they're in a hurry-up offense.
And nothing was going there.
No. I think they should stay to the air.
And use the clock to their advantage. It's a gain of 1 there for Estrada. Brings it up 4th and 3 for the Eagles. Patello under center, two men in the backfield. Receiver out wide each way. This one is out to number number 8. Asher, and it went straight through the hands.
And he had it, too, and he just slipped, just like you go for all your accounting needs. You don't want to slip and make any mistakes when you add up something, so call the CPA, Lori Messing.
In downtown Ubley, for all your accounting needs, call CPA, Lori Messing. Stop and see her down on Main Street in Ubley. So there's 2:25 remaining in the fourth quarter. Ubley has the ball again at the Deckerville 39-yard line after Deckerville turnover of downs. Ubley going left to right across your radio currently with the T formation, Drake under center. And this was a handoff to number 47. Jimmy Shaw hit the middle gap. Gets down to the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 4.
Joseph Spalling also has had a nice game as he made the hit. But, you know, the Bearcats have built a stack on stack, just like D&M Cabinets, your custom needs. You know what? Go to D&M Cabinets.
In Ruth, there's a specialty for everyone, and that's just for you. Stop in and see Doug today at D&M Cabinets. So, 2nd and 6 for the Bearcats with 1:52 remaining as the clock winds down. Trying to milk this clock out as much as possible are the Bearcats. Drake under center. NC formation. This was a handoff once again to Jimmy Shaw down the middle. Gains about 2 or 3 on the play, and there's a flag. Could get a little chippy down here.
Uh-oh, we don't need that. We need them to be professional out there, and they want to keep their cooling, just like C&H cooling. You don't want to blow a stack out there right now. You want to go see C&H.
That's CHS, in fact.
Oh, sorry.
The heating bill is not far away if you weren't sure already, so an outdoor wood furnace system is the logical choice to keep you warm and save you money. Stop in and see one today at CHS in Ubley. This one is against the Eagles. It looks like a 15-yard personal foul against one of the Eagles there. They're stepping it out 15 yards.
Yeah, they're a little frustrated now, and they're trying to rip the ball out, just like Dr. Larry Agassi would take and rip a tooth out if you needed one pulled.
Well, actually, Dr. Larry... Dr. Larry Eggeson is actually an orthodontist, so when it's time for braces, head to the orthodontist, Dr. Larry Eggeson on Hanselman Street in Baddock.